Hey, good morning, everybody. My name is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, as we have done here for over 30 years. Our producer and phone screen call screener this morning is, as usual, Mr. Klaproth, Chris Klaproth. He will be answering your phones, perhaps yelling at you.
Me?
Yeah, you're not a yeller, are you?
No, I'm not a yeller.
I know. I know. And he will be asking you your first name and the where you're from and your topic. Yeah, that's information that's good to know before you take a phone call. You know, you're completely anonymous when you call here. I mean, unless you know, we know you, you know, or but for the most part, you are anonymous, and we will elicit your opinion on a number of different things, whatever we happen to talk about today. So here we are. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. This is indeed the Memorial Day weekend holiday. So be it. And it is meant for, what is the purpose of Memorial Day? What is the purpose of Memorial Day? You see the flags being planted throughout the country here on Memorial Day, on the 4th of July. What are we memorializing on today? I'd like to hear some of your thoughts on that. Like to hear some stories, if you'd like to share some of those. We might wander off topic a little bit, but if you want to get in the spirit of things while we're on the air this morning, you can simply Google on your phone, on your computer, on your electronic device, even while listening. You can Google Memorial Day quotes, and there's some people who have made some pretty interesting quotes. Some people you will know, some people who you will not know. The first one on the list is Sparky says good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Let's see. The Google quotes for Memorial Day, or Memorial Day quotes, or something like that. There are some quotes there from people you may or may not know or may or may not have heard of. But one that caught my eye is from Eli Weitzel, who was a Romanian-born Jew who spent time in Auschwitz and Buchenwald while in the during the Holocaust in the concentration camps. And his quote is this. Good morning, Chuck Spohr. Without memory, there's no culture. Without memory, there would be no civilization, no society, no future. Unfortunately, I think our culture has done its best to try and trivialize the memory of what's happened in our culture. If you look at what's happening in Maryland and around the country, where we're taking the icons of the history of our country. We're taking down statues who were dedicated to men who fought for what they believed in this country, particularly during the Civil War, because the war between the states has been mischaracterized over and over again. And I think that we are making a grave mistake by not understanding the history of our own country, our own young country, and what those men fought for during the war between the states, a.k.a. the Civil War. Why did we get involved in World War I? Why did we get involved in World War II? Why did we get involved in the Korean conflict? Why did we get involved in Vietnam? Why did we get involved in the Gulf War? Why did we get involved in the war on terrorism? Who are these men who fought and who died and who were injured, many of whom still have long-lasting effects of those days of their service? Why did we do that? What did they fight for? Did they go to kill a bunch of terrorists? Did they just go because hey, you know, we're warriors and we want to go kill something and break stuff. No, that's not why. It was to preserve. It was to preserve the Constitution of these great United States. Our independence, our freedom, our self-rule. And when I hear, you know, all this banter about, oh, the socialists this and socialism that, my God, that comes from lack of understanding. That comes from lack of having a memory. Without memory, there's no culture. Without memory, there would be no civilization, no society, no future. And if we try to erase those memories, and we don't teach our history in our schools, which we do not do. Your children and your grandchildren are not being educated, except along the lines of socialism and inclusivity and whatever else they want to call whatever this modern education system is, and leaving history in the dust. We're doomed unless you and me teach those coming behind us about our history. Without memory, there's no culture. Without memory, there would be no civilization, no society, no future. Sobering words. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So here we are. We got this notification from the folks at the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. You know, the University of Maryland has its tendrils in everything. It's like an octopus. There's the head. I guess that's a College Park, right? And then it just branches out and reaches out. I don't know if it's more like an octopus or a virus or cancer, but I'm not sure what. But they do have a pretty good lab. The University of Maryland Center for Environmental Sciences. And there's a couple of them. There's one in Southern Maryland. But they tell us that the Chesapeake Bay score decreased in 2018. You see this big, giant, I'll be kind, body of water that surrounds, or Maryland surrounds, and is fed by all of our river systems, has a scorecard. They grade it on its environmental health. And the score, the report card, did not look good. The score decreased in 2018, but it maintained a grade of C, which is mediocre, average, not outstanding, ordinary. According to the 2018 Chesapeake Bay report card issued by the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Sciences, that's UMCES for short, this was due to extremely high precipitation over the year. Despite extreme rainfall last year, the overall trend indicates the Chesapeake Bay health is improving over time. Good news. You have a comment?
But one of the things that has to be taken care of is the infrastructure.
Yes.
Because invariably, and I think you said last week when we were talking about the crabs, whenever there is an overabundance of rain, the sewer system can't handle it, and invariably it just dumps raw sewage into the bay, which does not help.
Fortunately, the bay is like a toilet.
Exactly.
And it flushes itself twice a day with the ebb and flow of the tides. It doesn't all flush out, unfortunately.
No.
But And, the, you know, how many millions of gallons of raw sewage can go into the bay and then be, you know, diluted and so forth. They used to blame laundry detergent and...
I remember.
Yeah, laundry detergent and fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And the big deal was phosphorus and nitrogen.
Oh, yeah, and also chicken farmers, too.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Too much of it in the bay, too much phosphorus and nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that it was the pollutant itself, but it was the effect on what happened. What happened is the nitrogen and phosphorus allowed algae to bloom, you know, and go crazy. And then when the algae would bloom, it would cover the grasses in the bay and block the sunlight from penetrating the leaves of the bay grasses and not allowing photosynthesis to take place, allowing the plants to grow and to, as we know, plants breathe what?
Carbon dioxide.
And exhale what?
Oxygen.
Yes.
So therefore, the fish were basically being suffocated.
Yeah, the dead zone. We don't hear anything about dead zones anymore. We don't hear anything about oxygen blooms anymore. I'm sure it continues on, and in some circles it might. But, you know, when you have an overabundance of these nitrogen and phosphorus elements in the bay, and you have this algae bloom, and the plants die. But now, what are we seeing all of a sudden with all this fresh water? We're seeing a flushing of this stuff. We're seeing bay grasses come back, particularly on the flats and in the upper bay, like never before. So there's a lot of quotes in this. A lot of quotes in this press release from everybody, from Ben Grumbles to all the politicians to, you know, our Department of Natural Resources, the governor, and so forth. Almost all indicators of bay health, such as water clarity, underwater grasses, dissolved oxygen, as well as almost all regions, declined in 2018. In particular, chlorophyll A and total nitrogen scores had strong declines due to very high rainfall causing nutrient runoff that then fed algae blooms or algal blooms. However, the overall baywide trend is improving. Since 2014, all regions have been improving or remaining steady. One of the many factors that affect Chesapeake Bay health, the extreme precipitation seen in 2018 appears to have had the biggest impact. The Baltimore area received 72 inches of rain in 2018, which is 170% above the normal 42 inches. As a result, the reporting region closest to Baltimore, the Patapsco and Back River, saw a decline in health, decreasing to an F grade in 2018. The strongest regional declines were in the Elizabeth River and the Choptank River. Two regions that remained steady were the Lower Bay and the York River. Why did the Baltimore area region decline? Mark in Towson, good to hear from you. Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good. You?
Good. No complaints.
Good.
Everything I read about the health of the bay seems to come down to the oyster population is about 1% of what it was many literary centuries ago.
That's correct.
And those are the natural filters. They cleaned the bay then. They would clean it now.
That is correct.
But there's next to 1%. That's nothing.
Well, it didn't necessarily come from over-harvest.
No.
No, it did not. MSX and Dermo, two oyster diseases endemic in the Chesapeake Bay, will never be cured, never be cleaned up, never be eliminated. The only thing we can hope for is to create new oyster bars in areas of the bay that are somewhat protected. Aquaculture is one way to do that, not the only way. But, you know, What causes MSX and derma? What causes, you know, what causes pollen? You know, I mean, come on. It's there.
Yeah.
And it's been there for, what, close to a century now? Something like that? So how are we gonna deal with that? How are we gonna get over that? I'm just saying.
Well, you're right.
Matter of
having a better understanding of what leaves the oysters weak enough that they succumb.
Right, exactly. And if they're not reproducing, how much effort do we need to put into restructuring the oyster bars and dumping oyster shells and dumping oyster spat in areas where before those oysters reach maturity, they're going to die? How do you restore the oysters to the Chesapeake Bay when they're in a toxic environment?
Yeah.
And how much money is spent trying to do that?
Well, Baltimore City they signed federal decrees and for what, 15 years continued flushing raw sewage in the bay after every rain.
Of course.
But there was no accountability. Nobody was ever charged with a crime.
Nope.
And nobody ever paid a fine.
Nope.
The city pays a fine, but that's other people's money. Nobody ever went to prison for what they did.
Correct. We have a power company that runs Conowingo Dam. Okay? When there's a rainfall, they open more gates. They allow more water to come into the Chesapeake Bay from upriver. Okay? If you've been across that bridge, there are acres and acres of trash and garbage piled up behind it, and there's some type of effort of some sort that looks to me like it's failed miserably to collect all that junk, but that's not the issue. The issue is the sediment that's collecting at the bottom, right? And when those gates are open, all that crud and dirt comes flooding into our bay, and it covers our oyster beds, and it covers our crabs, and it covers our bottom structure of the bay. And it's denser than water, and it's not going anywhere. It takes longer to flush out than something floating. So we're supposed to have fish accessibility to the upper river. In other words, the shad, the hickory shad, the American shad, and others, fish that run upriver to spawn are supposed to have access to those rivers. We have a fish ladder that they have to swim into and then lifted manually over rather than have a fish ladder access where the fish can naturally swim up and breach the dam to get upstream. But we got millions of dollars coming into the Treasury to mitigate the fact that the fish can't get upstream from Exelon and their predecessors. So, you know, it's
whoever told the fish they're supposed to.
Well, I mean, the fish are just fish. They're just being fish. Oysters are just being oysters. They're here, you know. Man meddles with them, tries to get them to recover, and then, you know, we get the bay oyster population increased by 1.4%. We want to celebrate this and have all the politicians come out and do quotes and, you know, put out press releases and things like that.
Alan, twice nothing is still nothing.
Can I quote you on that? Twice nothing is still nothing. You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, look, we got a wonderful place out here in the Chesapeake Bay, wonderful place to go boating and fishing. And, you know, in certain areas, it's really, really, really good. In other areas, it's really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
You know, and look, we got a quote from the governor. We got a quote from the secretary of DNR. We got a quote from the Secretary of Environment. We got a quote from Senator Ben Cardin, Senator Chris Van Hollen. We got a quote from the people involved in the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. We got a quote from All these people talking about the bay, the health of the bay. The point is, you know, has anybody really, really sat down and said, okay, instead of finger pointing, how do we fix it? Instead of blaming the farmers for putting too much fertilizer on their property, how do we fix it? How do we fix the infrastructure in Baltimore? How much money is it going to take? And that's the key, you know? I think under Barbara Mikulski, the federal government dumped in something like $16 million because we had ghost crab pots in the bay. And these ghost crab pots were killing wildlife. You know, the poor crabber would lose a crab pot overboard, and we had hundreds, if not thousands, of ghost crab pots in the bay trapping wildlife, trapping ducks, trapping fish. They couldn't get out, and it was the worst possible thing in the bay that could ever happen. So let's throw a bunch of money at it. We'll hire watermen to go out and pull ghost crab pots out of the bay. And a big deal was made about it, and that lasted 2 years, maybe, something like that, maybe three, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, however long ago that was. Well, guess what? In that decade since that happened, watermen are still losing pots overboard, but there's nobody talking about ghost crab pots killing wildlife in the bay and trapping waterfowl and fish life and that type of thing, okay? And the federal government stopped throwing money at it, so we quit talking about it. Hey, kitty.
Hey. Oh, God. Yeah, another voice heard.
Another country heard from.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, the Bay Report card comes out, and a big deal's made about it for a month, and then it goes away. So, you know. All right. But if anybody wants this, wants the link to the Bay Report card, there's a PDF available online, and you can get that whole thing. It's the report cards, Chesapeake Bay Publications, Chesapeake, you know, it's a whole big long eco report card on Chesapeake Bay. So I'm more than glad to provide that information. Anybody would like to have it, just email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll send you the press release, and I'll send you the link.
We can end this on some good news.
What's the good news, Mark?
The Baltimore City is building the Back River sewage treatment operation. They're actually going to get in compliance within a year and a half, 2 years. And that should make a material difference. There shouldn't be any excessive release of raw sewage after the rain, because they're really, truly repairing the sewers and the treatment.
That is true. That is true.
That's a start.
That is a start.
But it's not a solution.
No. What are they going to do?
It's going to require, as you pointed out, it's going to require a lot of different interventions in order to save the bay.
If they
really want to do it.
What are they going to do with the landfill that lies at the headwaters of the Back River? Has anybody ever been up that way? Has anybody ever gotten on a boat and actually seen that? I have. When you get to the end of Back River, or actually the beginning of it, you are facing a wall of garbage. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
It's there. It is there. I'm guessing some Googling would be in order if anybody wanted to search out Back River Landfill or something like that and see what that's all about. It's an ancient landfill. It's been there forever. But you actually come, the headwaters of the Back River just gets narrower and narrower as you get closer and closer, and all of a sudden there's no more water, and you're looking at a wall of trash, unless something's changed. Thanks for the call, buddy. I'm glad they're working on it.
Yeah, they really are.
Yep. There's some good people over there. There's some good people. There's a Back River. I don't know what the association is called, but I've met a couple of them. They're really trying to clean up the river. And And I hope they do. I hope they do. It's,
it requires a multi-pronged attack.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes, it does. No question.
I hope you have a good holiday.
Hey, thanks, Mark. You too. And, you know, I hope you stop to remember some of our fallen men of valor.
Yeah. We wouldn't be here without them.
Correct.
And we wouldn't be speaking English either.
Correct. Thank you, Mark.
Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know what? Chesapeake Outdoors has everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing the Chesapeake Bay, for the tidal rivers, for freshwater. And it's all right there on Kent Island. Kent Island, Route 50, East X39B, is called Dominion Road. And you will find right there a very large sporting goods store called Chesapeake Outdoors, and we love talking about them. They have all the trolling baits for rockfish, and they've got the bucktails and the parachutes and the umbrellas. But if you want, hey, look, the rockfish are at the Bay Bridge right now. So if you want to go out there and do some jigging for them, they've got all that stuff right there now. And all the parachutes are on sale, 20% off. All the trolling rods are on sale for 20% off at Kent Island's largest supplier of fishing and crabbing supplies. You're going crabbing? Pots and nets and live boxes and trot lines and hand lines and bait for fishing and crabbing at Chesapeake Outdoors. Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives, complete selection of crossbows and compound bows, including Raven and Matthews, and much, much more. You need to stop by. Have you been there yet?
Not yet. I'm going, though.
You need to get there, buddy. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. Their courteous and knowledgeable staff is standing by to take care of you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Bay Country Bakery. You been there yet, Chris?
The last time, the parking lot was full.
I know. But, you know, Mark was, Dave was great. And you did get to eat some Bay Country Bakery.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they're in Cambridge, and they have the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. And we got some for Robin's mom. And they immensely enjoyed them. No question about it.
Can't help but enjoy them.
I know. And Chuck and his wife who were here last week, you know, they got some too, and they, you know, we're now their delivery service, Robin and I. So. But I want to tell you, the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on not just the Eastern Shore, the Delmarva Peninsula, yay, all of Maryland, the east coast of the United States and out into 50 miles out into the Atlantic. You can get breakfast, too, every day from 6 to 11 and all day Saturday. You know, when I'm going down Route 50 and I'm going delivering or going to the beach or going fishing or hunting or whatever, that's where I stop, Bay Country Bakery. Just can't wait to get there and get a donut and a nice hot cup of coffee. Bay Country Bakery. I look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and a chocolate donut on the highway sign and the sprinkled donut. I mean, it's just donuts all over the place on the outside down there. From 11 to 2, you can get lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50 East, just through Cambridge. Just think about Big Donut. And when you see Big Donut, you turn in the parking lot. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. You might see Robin and me there.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9, and they have got fishing tackle, rod and reel repair, line winding, rods and reels, gunsmithing, licenses, scope mounting. In other words, they've got all the services. Now, if you're going crabbing, they've got the open-top crab traps, the stackable crab traps. They've got the trot line parts, their own seasoning, their own steamers. They've got everything that you could need right there, Clyde Sports Shop. The bait, the chicken necks, the live bait for whatever type of fishing you want to do. They've got lures and hooks and weights, and it exhausts me to try and name everything that they have available at Clyde Sports Shop. They've been around over 60 years, since 1957, 62 years. So they know what they're doing. They're open 7 days a week. And why not stop by or give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Very nicely done, Chris. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Song written right here in Baltimore, our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. Yes, indeed. Hey, if you're listening online from wherever, shoot me a quick note. Yeah, we haven't done this in a while. I'd like to know where people are listening from. I know we got folks in New Zealand, and I know we got folks in Ecuador, and I know we got folks in Ohio and Canada and Florida and Alabama and North Carolina. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Just, hey, we're here in Raleigh. We're here in Sandusky. We're here in Detroit. We're here wherever you're listening from today. Captain Don, he gets in touch from all over the world. He was in California last week. So, you know, electronics and technology is really incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
People can hear the sound of my voice for whatever that's worth whenever they want to. On the podcast on, you know, WCBM.com. That's how you can listen on our app, WCBM.com. And it's even available on Alexa. Alexa. Yes. Is that a Google product? Is Google?
No.
Amazon.
That's Amazon.
Amazon.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of talk about that listening device. I mean, Alexa can become a listening device in your home. Have you ever read that?
Yes, and they've also had the similar problem with the smart TVs.
Yes, yes. You know, I said many years ago when Zenith could answer your phone through your TV, when your phone rings, you could answer it on your TV.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you're going to hook a phone line up to a television, you know, there's going to be a means to survey you right there.
Exactly.
No question. That was 30 years ago. So, anyway, my lovely wife, she found, you know, she knows that I don't like that aspect of it as far as our privacy. And she said, sent me a thing that said, for those that don't want Alexa listening in on your conversations, they're making a male version.
And what, pray tell, does the male version do?
Doesn't listen to anything.
Huh?
What'd you say, honey? I can make people... this is for people listening online. You know, even on television, when you say, Alexa... they all wake up. That's part of the fun, right? Oh, my. All right. What'd Fred send me? Let's see. Yep. I did not know that, but now I do. There's a red, white, and blue marker in the harbor where the anthem was written. Did you know that?
No. Fred, I did not know.
Our buddy Fred Reinthaler sent that. Very nice. Send a picture, Fred, next time you're out that way. Yes, indeed. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Got an interesting note the other day. Guy sent me a copy of a letter. Were we ever able to get a good copy of that letter? Let's see.
The best I could do.
Oh, okay. If you are a member of a hunt club that leases a parcel of the former Chesapeake Forest lands from the Maryland DNR Forest Service, you've probably gotten a letter. I wasn't able to print this out at home, and we've had a very tough time here trying to print it out, but you'll get the gist of it. Their club has leased and hunted their parcels for over 50 years, 20 from DNR and the previous 30 years from Chesapeake Lumber Company. I believe there are over 200 clubs that lease parcels in five counties on the Lower Eastern Shore. Most have been stewards of the land for decades. And this club member received a letter below this week concerning a new property allocation program. And the letter basically says there's going to be a public meeting at the James M. Bennett High School Auditorium, 300 East College Avenue, Salisbury, Maryland, on Tuesday, June 18th, from 6 to 7 p.m. Dear Chesapeake Forest Hunt Club, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, is going to present a newly developed proposal for restructuring that whole deal. And they're going to allow the property, people that lease the property, after the meeting, another year until they develop a new plan. So here's what the club received. The quoted response below returned from the Secretary of DNR concerning the new lease program. It appears the new program will consist of a limited-term lottery system instead of a termed renewable lease. Quote, in an effort to ensure that all stakeholders and hunt clubs have an opportunity to procure a lease, the Forest Service is studying the development of a new process whereby hunt leases would have limited terms and would be renewed through a lottery system. The Forest Service is extending current leases that are set to expire this summer by 1 year while they finalize their study of the possible new process. Public comment will be sought in the development of the possible new lease program, including through public meetings, which will be held in June. And writer asks, have you heard anything in your sphere of influence regarding this topic? I will say, as a club that is a steward of our lands, this is unsettling. Parcels are different sizes and different geography and have different accessibility. My club purchased land in the vicinity of our leased tracks to serve as a camp. So in other words, they've got a leased parcel. They purchased land adjacent to it so they can stay there. Other clubs have done the same. This proposed allocation method will cause chaos, with a constant turnover and the risk of stewardship of the land from clubs invested in the long-term viability and sustainability of their parcels. So we appreciate that. Heads up this week, and we'll try to track something down. I've already sent an email out. Already sent an email out to people who are involved in the and people who have knowledge of this process and that type of thing. So stay tuned. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We will be more than glad to take your phone call. Boy, oh boy, we've got there's the same fella. Menhaden filter 5 gallons of water per minute and are netted by the millions in the Southern Bay. He's right. Another water filter feeder, which is Menhaden. Same fella. Let's see. Here's John B. Listening from the rolling green hills of Ellicott City, the comfort of my lazy boy. I might soon be broadcasting from the comfort of my lazy boy, Chris. What do you think? The hour and a half one-way drive at 3 o'clock in the morning is getting a little tiresome.
Mm-hmm.
So, what?
Gonna miss you.
Well, don't cry.
I can't help it. Rob.
I'll stop by and see you from time to time. We'll do
Thanks.
The show live here every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have to do that.
Well, you're going to be live. We're just not going to be in the same studio. That's
well, I'm going to be live, but I mean...
Yeah, exactly. I know what you mean.
In front of you.
I understand.
Looking at your smiling face through the... Are those face prints on the glass? What is that?
Shh, don't tell anybody.
We have this big glass thing between us. And, you know, we communicate via microphone and earphones. You know, you've got the... Speaker
yeah,
on in
yeah,
there.
The
you're talking into my headset and online through a microphone over there. But we can't actually speak to another unless we open the door.
Exactly.
If we turn the mics off, we can't hear each other because I hope it's bulletproof glass.
Why?
I may say something on the air that may rile somebody. You never
oh,
know.
That's true, but I'd see him coming.
Oh, that's right. You have.
I got the monitor.
Yeah. Do you have a FISA warrant for that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
right.
do. I got it signed off on like 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
I just went in and said, "Yeah, I need this."
Yeah.
And they didn't follow up or anything. They just went ahead and signed it.
Yeah, that sounds typical.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway, if I don't come into the studio, you'll still be able to hear my.
Thunderous voice.
Dulcet tones.
Yes.
As though I were live. Maybe even a little better than... Nah, it's not better, is it?
Can be.
Really?
Yeah, we can do all sorts of stuff and boost this, turn this down, and tweak it, run it through, drop your voice, really low.
Really?
Electronically. Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of things that can be done.
That's interesting. I know you can slow it down, speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like I've been...
Yeah, like you've been breathing helium.
Breathing helium,
yeah,
which I stopped doing, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, did you know that people that do that can suffer, in some cases, brain damage from breathing helium?
Did not know that.
I do not want any Dane Bramage. WCBM 680. Boy, people aren't calling this morning.
I was going to say, moving forward.
Yeah, that's Chesapeake land. People that have leased land down there for decades. Now they're going to change the system. I know we got listeners that lease land down there. Are they not concerned? Have their clubs not gotten letters? You know, we got one letter on that. That's fine. Yeah. All right. Well, let's do this. Let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors.
Yes, let's.
I'll be going by there today. Don't know if I'll stop. I may. But, if you need anything for fishing or crabbing, Chesapeake Outdoors has whatever you need. That could be a live box floating by your dock. It could be a pot for off your dock. If you live down on the water, that can be a trot line if you want to go out and enjoy the bay. It can be, you know, hand line and nets, individual crab traps. If you like to use the traps off your boat or off the pier, you can do that too. They've got all that. They've got the bait you can use to bait your crab traps. And I know they've got some seasoning down there, too. They have seasoning from a buddy of mine down in Cambridge that puts out a pretty good crab spice. But right now, all the trolling baits, all the, well, I mean, the parachutes are on sale at 20% off. So are the trolling rods. But do have a complete selection of rods, reels, and tackle for the bay, for the tidal rivers, for freshwater fishing, all kinds of lures and attractions for anything from white perch to snakeheads. You can find it right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Raven crossbows, Matthew bows. They even have the new Vertix bow. Mission crossbows as well. Shotguns, ammo, any kind of waterfowl equipment, any kind of turkey equipment. Why not check it out at Chesapeake Outdoors? Where are they located? Route 50 East, exit 39B, right there on Kent Island. That's Chester, Maryland, for those of you who are GPSers. 21619 is the zip, and the phone number, 410-604-2500.
Well, the heat builds through our holiday weekend with strong upper-level high pressure kind of flexing its muscle across the mid-Atlantic and the southeast. The mercury climbing into the 90s by Sunday, and we could be as hot as 95 degrees coming up for Wednesday, the new work week ahead. Our high today, 80, low tonight, 67. Sunday, an isolated thunderstorm, a high of 92. And then Monday, Tuesday, partly cloudy with high temps near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie. More from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn
sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on.
Hey, Butch, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Alan. Yes, our club is one of those loaders, and
I know that
two of the guys are planning on going down, and I'm going to try to go if I can.
Got it.
Yeah, that club is leased. I don't know the exact years on our club.
Right.
I bet you it's in excess of 20 years.
Right.
You got a guys that have a lot of deep roots with their stands in there.
No question.
And I can see where this is going to create a big problem.
This is going to be a mess. No question.
And I know there's other clubs in there have been there for God knows how long.
Yeah, well, this guy said 50 years on his.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah. All right, well, keep us in touch. That's not far from us, so maybe June 18th we'll have to show up in Salisbury.
There you go.
All right, Butch. Thanks, buddy. Hey, thanks for your kindness to Robin the other day at Chris's memorial service.
No, I tell you, I wish we'd had time. There's just so many people there and trying to get to talk to everybody.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, we sort of like to have got more time with you.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Butch. Right. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Well, you hear the music. That means the end of the first hour. It doesn't mean the end of the show. So if you're, you know, enjoying Alexa doing this today, Alexa, you might... I'm sorry. Did I say Alexa? Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. We'll see you next hour.